Hello and good day. Welcome to KXCI's Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez. I'm from the U of A, and I'm interviewing badass students. Today we have Paris Stegall, who is a graduate student in the Department of Environmental Science. Paris, how's it going?
Well, I'm currently doing the data analysis process through Dr. Malak DeFiley's lab. The experiment is a sphagnum incubation experiment. So sphagnum is a type of moss that grows in peatland areas. The reason that we're wanting to focus on peatlands is because they're such a huge carbon sink, so a place where a lot of carbon is stored. And those areas of the world have about a third of the planet's terrestrial carbon. As climate change continues to progress and temperatures are rising everywhere, those hotter, drier temperatures are going to affect the peatlands and lead to more of that carbon that is stored there being released into the atmosphere by all the little microbes that are living in the soil. The sphagnum moss is a species that grows naturally in those areas. It has antimicrobial properties, meaning it helps keep those microbes from degrading things and releasing more carbon. In the experiment, we were wanting to study those effects of the sphagnum moss and see how it would affect microbes in different types of soils. We were looking at soil samples from peatlands, tropical rainforest, and soil from the desert, since those will have very different microbial communities in them, reacting to the addition of the sphagnum moss. It's like you're adding this new sort of food source to those microbial communities. The analogy was that the desert microbes have only had these crusty dry sandwiches to eat their whole lives, pretty much. And when you add the sphagnum moss, it's like you're delivering them a pizza and they're going to freak out and get really excited and they're going to consume all of that really quickly because they don't have as many options for food.
Right. It's like the crusty sandwiches that are like actually rare. Even if they get the crusty sandwich, it's not like it's always abundant. And then you introduce the amazing pizza. And so Paris, you and I have been talking about this for a little bit, but like, why are you doing this degree? Like, what are you passionate about? What are you going to do next?
My answer to this keeps kind of progressively shifting a little bit, but I think that the one part of it that is constant as an overall goal for the long term is that I get to do some form of work where I'm making a positive contribution to the scientific community and am working in some way to help combat climate change, since that's pretty much the biggest existential threat we're all facing right now.
And we all thank you. The whole ecosystem, including humans, thank you for that. What music are you listening to?
I like listening to Lorde. She's great. If I'm feeling like I want to be more pumped up sort of music, might put on some Beyonce. Can't really go wrong there. But really, I listen to a variety of things. It could be stuff in the pop genre, the rock genre, rap, etc.
You're definitely getting music pizza every day,
I would yes, say. Absolutely.
And we wish you the best and only anticipate you doing amazing work as you are now and into the future.
Well, thank you so much for having me and letting me talk about it.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.